Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am Jenny, and I'm joined by my friend Candace today from Bush Beard Products. Is that how you say it? Bush Beard Products? Bush Beard? Bush?
You can put products in there. You can put whatever.
Bush Beard Co., Bush Beard UK, bushbeard.com.
.ca.
How are you, Candace?
I'm nervous, but I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me. I'm so excited to have you because number one, it's an experience for you too, because I know you said you were nervous about coming. You've never done a podcast before.
Or Zoom. This is like the first time Zoom.
Zoom is a beast to master at the beginning, eh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I know for the longest time when I first started on Zoom, I was like, how do I turn my volume on? Like, why can't nobody hear me? And I wasn't even let into the meeting yet. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm just a nerd. So, it's a learning curve. It was all a learning curve for me too. But I want to get to talking about the business and how you started Bush Beard, because it is... for those of you who watch the show regularly, you'll know that I posted a giveaway and we've done a few little commercials for Bush Beard as well. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal product. And I was blown away, even more blown away, to come to realize that it is a woman-owned business. Amazing. I just blew my mind. I was like, when you answered and it said Candace at the bottom, I was like, what? Who is this badass chick?
Aww.
So I want to get to the business, but let's talk about life stuff. How are you? What's going on? You're in the Ottawa area.
I'm literally in the bush in Ottawa.
In the bush. Yeah. Hence the play on words.
Yes. Yes. Life's good. It's busy. I'm a stylist, so I'm getting ready to start wedding season.
Yep.
Early for me this year, and I have two boys, which are busy. Yeah, life's good.
Life's good. Pressing on everyone's mind today, let's discuss, before we get into anything else, Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm a bad one for this.
Halftime show, Rihanna, like, dislike, yay or nay, what do we think?
I have to be honest, I haven't seen it.
Oh, no.
I know. Yes, I'm not sheltered.
Okay. I realized halfway through she was pregnant.
Yes.
And then and then I was like, okay, you props for that. Okay.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 for that. Yeah. Overall performance, not including the fact that she was pregnant, let's take that out of it. Yeah. Overall performance for me was a 2 out of 10. I know I'm probably going to get hate for that. But if you've watched the show, you know I don't give a fuck. But it was so lackluster.
Really? Did see a clip of Chris Stapleton, and it was, I personally thought it was amazing. Like, just when he did the anthem, I just thought that was really, really good.
He's amazing, and he's got an incredible voice, and I don't think Rihanna even sung. Like, oh, really? I think a lot of it was, what's that?
I'm gonna have to check this out later.
Yeah, have to watch it. There's tons of clips already on, you know, YouTube or TikTok or whatever. And now you're on an iPad. I just want to say you're on an iPad. And so, so your audio might cut in and out. So if I interrupt you, okay. Forgive me, and then feel free to interrupt me whenever you want, as long as you want, as many times as you want. Red flag, just raise it. Just yeah. Okay. Because sometimes the audio on different devices is crazy, take a look and let me know what you think after. I felt it was a little lackluster for a performance for an artist of that magnitude. And I don't know what's going on lately with all the artistic performances, but there's a lot of like red and white, red and black. Like, it's not the Pantone color of the year. I'm not sure what her goal was with the presentation there. She was all in red and all of her dancers were all in white. I'm not sure what she was trying to represent there. I don't want to even venture to guess.
Oh, no.
I mean, but anywho, yeah, it was an interesting, because I'm going off of like J-Lo's performance.
Yes, which I thought that really with Shakira last year, right?
Yes.
And she's like so like aggressive and hardcore about planning everything to like, you know, and I guess when you're doing the Super Bowl, like people have very high expectations of what you're going to pull out. So I could see people being deflated. I didn't see it, but yeah, I don't know. It sounds.
Yeah. And I think when you are, I mean, you got to be pretty big to be asked to perform at the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. So number one, you're a relevant artist. And number two, you want it to be a great performance, because I think some or most of them don't actually get paid for the performance, but because they're on there, because they do the halftime show, their revenue like is bolstered astronomically. Like Lady Gaga did it, her sales and downloads like increased 1,000% the next day after she performed at the Super Bowl. Like it's like, you know, they're making their money, they're getting something out of it, right? So you want it to be a good performance, you want to show what you're made of. And yeah, for sure, J-Lo did a phenomenal job, Shakira did a great job. So you know, and I'm just remembering like past performances that were really, really memorable. You, obviously Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson was one that was talked about for a long time, right?
Long time. I feel like it had to do with her nipples.
Yeah. The infamous nip slip. Michael Jackson, when he was alive, he did that huge performance, and then that like Free Willy song thing at the end, which was like, I was young then, but like I remember that was an emotional performance. Like I teared up. Like, oh. I know I was a little bit of a bitch back then, but it was like, you know, some people really evoke that like excitement and that emotion from you, and I think that's probably, you know, that's your job as an artist, right? And yeah. And you probably experience the same thing in your line of work as a stylist, right? Because you're trying to, people come to you with this idea and this vision of what they want and how they want to look, and you kind of bring that to life for them. And I'm sure in a lot of cases, especially if it's for like a wedding or, you know, a special event, it could be a make or break or emotional kind of thing. Do you, yes. Do you find that?
Yes. High pressure. It's a high pressure job. I'm not going to lie about that. But yeah, I think people want like this feeling, like there's like an idea, but there's a feeling that comes with it. So I think that's super relatable with music and stuff. Like even, cause I can only reference the Chris Stapleton thing, but like people were crying just listening to him sing. And it was just, yeah, it just evokes, I don't know, feelings.
Yeah. And too, for Americans, like they're really patriotic. So, you know, like I'll speak for myself as a Canadian, when I sing the national anthem, which is, I can't remember the last time I sang it, but I don't get emotional about it. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's not like I don't feel really an overwhelming sense of pride when I sing this anthem. I know it's terrible to say, but Americans are super, super patriotic, and like you can, it always, there's a sense of overwhelming meaning when it comes to their national anthem. So yeah, for sure, definitely, it's, I could see that being emotional for sure. But let's talk a little bit about your styling and how you got into that, because that will parlay nicely into like talking about Bushbeard, which I really want to get into later. And you did send me one of your products, which is all done. I've used it all. It is phenomenal. So I want to tell people about that after, but let's get into like the styling and the stylist and how you got into that, because that, like you said, it's a high pressure. People don't realize like how much goes into being a stylist and working with hair and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I originally started like over 20 years ago as an assistant. And I actually had a different career path. So I worked part-time at the salon. And then I was actually a drug and alcohol counselor, which was my first career.
Okay.
But I worked part-time at a salon and I always loved it. But for me, I'm actually like an extreme introvert and like, yeah.
I love that you're doing this. Like, I'm very proud of you. Congratulations for doing this, because this is a big thing for you. And I want to honor that and recognize that, because it is, I know. And even though it's taped and we're recording and it's not live, it's still that sense of like, you know, seeing yourself on camera, hearing yourself. And so it's, if you're not used to it and you've never done it before, it's a big thing. So thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, I guess. And then I decided, unless you have your master's or bachelor's, mm-hmm. like my parents, extremely high burnout rate. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It works front lines. Like, it is aggressive. Uh-huh. And I was like having an early midlife crisis. And I was like, you know what? I'm either going to like specialize with youth because I'm passionate about that, or I'm going to. And I just winged it. And I was like, I'm going to hair school. So I did it part-time. I didn't officially start hair till I was 27, like licensed or whatever. And yeah, I fell face first right into it, like doing tons of courses. I've been fortunate enough to work on publications and win a few awards.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really crazy. But I have to say, since COVID, I have really shifted. I don't know if like if people go through like stages of life and you're like, oh my god, I love this so much, I want to do it all the time, and then you're just like, I don't know, do I like maybe something else? So I still do it, but not anywhere to the caliber that I was at. So yeah, but I've always been very passionate about hair. Like, I love hair. I always say, I should make a t-shirt too, but I always say, look better naked. Like hair is the only thing you never take off. Even your beard, right? It's the only thing you never take off. You take off your nails, you take off your eyelashes, your underwear, whatever, but you never take off your hair. So, I don't know. I love hair. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that you can do so many things with. You can really let your creativity shine too, because there's so many different looks, and one cut, one style, one color can change your whole appearance, you know? Which is such a phenomenal thing. I know growing up, my brother really wanted me to be a hairdresser, and as I used to do everyone's hair in the family, and then just never got into it. But I totally, so we're kind of similar in the fact that we kind of had similar paths with the creative side. And then, so aside from the show, as you know, probably I run a mindful health, mindful-based clinic, health and wellness clinic. Yeah. And you're so on the ball there. It can be a very high burnout rate if you're not careful and watching what you're doing, taking too much on, which some I tend to do. Sorry.
Hard to say no, or like,
yeah,
boundaries, because I feel like people who are in that profession or are passionate about it just want to take on the world and like, I can help you, I can be there for you, but it's just at what cost to yourself.
Yeah. And it's been a learning curve, over the years. And I've kind of narrowed it down to a good space where I'm like, I know how much I can take on, and I know what I can do and what I can't do. And I'll still push myself, you know, to do more and stuff like that. But that's kind of like where I wanted to take this clinic, was a more holistic, mindful based approach instead of, you know, the clinical feel, which I think is a little bit easier, and makes things overall, I think, more comfortable and accessible for a lot of people, which is good too. But I don't post a lot on that social media, which I think is a big thing too for me. I don't enjoy it as much as the show, but I think that's where the creative side comes in. So this show is like the creative side. And for you, like the hair was the creative piece. And that's so cool. And that being able to recognize that you're like, okay, there's got to be something more for me here. I want to do something different, go in a different direction.
Yeah.
And you found that with hair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird. I've always been drawn to hair. Like I've always had, like, even when I was little, I was like crimping things, burnies, you know, like I always everybody's hair and stuff, but my self-confidence or my ability or pressure to please always outweighed my ability to handle it. Because like when I think back to when I first started assisting, women are like, can just eat you up. Like they can, you know, aggressive, they can crush you in like 2 seconds if they want to, you know, just depending. I just go back and think to the salon that I started in, and it was like, it was aggressive. But I think, yeah, I just decided, I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do this. And I think like you don't grow when you're comfortable. And I cry, still cry sometimes. But like when I was in hair school, people were like, Candace is crying again. I'm like, just give me a minute, look away. just, it's just like that nervous energy, you know, and like that pressure to always please. But I'm glad I did it. And I do love being creative. I really do. I just wish that there was like a magic little wand that you could just take all the pressure out of it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's so true. You don't grow when you're comfortable. You need people to challenge you, and you need people to push you and sometimes push your buttons a little bit. But you're so right. Some people can be, and that, I don't know, do you find probably in your counseling, you discovered this too, but I find a lot in from a psychological perspective too, that women tend to be, in general, on the whole, don't at me, don't email me if you're listening to this. Oh. Well, I'm not like that. Oh, good for you. But women generally tend to be a little bit more verbally aggressive with each other and catty and bitchy and tear each other down verbally, gossipy wise. And men tend to be more physically aggressive.
Yeah.
And you probably found that a lot with counseling, seeing those dynamics. But yeah, some people can really like, go after your will to want to continue. And it's so sad that it's like that, because everybody starts from somewhere. And I think if there's a lot more people that are willing to teach and encourage, and support and lead, you know, there'd be so much more value in the things that we're learning and doing, and really building up, you know, people's confidence and their self-esteem. And I see you do that in the things that you're a part of, the charities that you do and the things that you donate to and the causes that you bring awareness to, which is so great, because sometimes it's all that person needs, you know, is just a little, like, you know, a little pat on the back, a little hand up, a little come up, a little word of encouragement. And it makes such a huge difference.
I agree with that. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So tell me about, let's get into Bushbeard. How did you have great hair, by the way. I wanted to mention that for anybody who's not watching, you should watch this. Candace has amazing hair. Love it. And your photographs, like your photography on Instagram, phenomenal. Oh. So gorgeous. Really, really good.
Thank you.
Oh, you should, I'll send you my friend Christine. She has Baxter Photography. She's a photographer. She's in the Niagara region, but I'll connect you too. And yeah, she's really amazing too. She's just starting out her new career in photography, but she's got some beautiful shots as well too. But how did you get into going from being a stylist, primarily, you know, weddings, events and that, into Bushbeard targeted for men?
For men, yeah. I've always had a love affair with beards. Like, they're trendy now, but like even before they were trendy, I was like, girl, look at this.
Who doesn't love a man with a beard?
Honestly, even it's just like a 5 o'clock shadow. I just love facial hair in itself. love when it's taken care of. Like, I don't know, when it's nice, you know what I mean?
Crisp, groomed, and yeah.
Just clean. Nobody likes a dirty bush. Like
that they don't.
So anyways, yes, I've always had a love affair with beards, and a good friend of mine, I was just like, she's like, I don't know if you ever have like those friends or people around that are like, yeah, do it. And I was like, I'm going to do it.
You're cheerleaders.
Yes. I was like, I have this crazy idea. I really would love to make like a beard oil or have like a beard company. And she just kept like pumping my tires. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do this. So when I started Bush, I actually had a partner. She started out with me, and yeah, we started together with two beard oils, and then it just grew, and it's going into its fifth year now. Wow. It was kind of like weird at first because people are like, what is it called? Like, what are the products? Cause they're a little, I don't know, not controversial, but there's definitely a play on words. And anybody who knows me personally just knows that I just like ridiculousness. And
that's, I think, part of what drew me to you is in the first place. I was like, oh, this is smart.
I love it. I personally really love it. And I think sometimes too, like, it's hard for me, especially being a woman. And I don't know if there's any other female beard care product owners or creators. I would think that if there is, there's very little. So I think it was very hard for me to keep the blinders on and not compare myself to other beard care companies, because sometimes I would go down that tunnel or funnel or trail or whatever, and I'm like, oh, but they're doing this and they're doing that and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, fuck it. Like, I want to do what I want to do, and not everybody's going to be my customer, and that's okay. And not everybody's going to get it. Like, some people are like, oh my God, your company's name is Bush. And I was like, yeah, dude, it is. And it's totally okay if you don't get it. You know, we're just not on the same level, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Jeep line, you know, it's a Jeep thing, you wouldn't understand. Yeah. Like, it's a Bush thing, you wouldn't no. Get it. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And that's such an important point to mention, is just like, and I'm saying that all the time too, is that just focus on yourself and focus what you're doing. Like, it's good to keep an eye on like what the targets are and what people are interested in. And it's good to keep, you know, like an overall view of things. But you're absolutely right. Focus on your own thing. Don't let other people stop. Do what makes you happy, and make what make the things that you like to make, and other people will love them too.
Yeah. Yes. And surprisingly enough, I want to say like a good 65% of my demographic or target market is women.
Yeah.
Women buy for the men, and they tell them what to do. Yeah. Like, hey, I buy you, or da 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 da, you know? And I don't know. I like that I have built like relationships with like community, like not just men, it's women and men, or they're, oh, I got this for my dad, or whatever. Like, I really enjoy that part, like that connectedness part of it. It's just interesting sometimes when you just do off the wall shit, like who will be like, some people I've never met in person are my biggest cheerleaders. And it's just, I don't know, it's just such a lovely feeling.
Like, yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
The engagement is like super, that's what I love about Instagram too. I don't spend that much time on TikTok anymore. I'm more focused on Instagram because that's where I find the most engagement.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like a lot of interaction and getting people's opinions and ideas, what they like, what they don't like. And I love that. I love the feedback. Yeah. I love that engagement. I love to know what people are thinking and their stories and that. And especially for someone in your position where you have, you know, a personal care product, you know, the feedback is super important. So you definitely want that engagement.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the other reasons too, just to loop back, because I'm like a full squirrel. Thanks. One of the other reasons I started Bush is because I find that a lot of products, especially man care products, are just jammed to the titters with chemicals. And I create something that was like multifunctional and not loaded with junk. Like, for why? Like, I used to buy my husband, or I was trying to find my husband, a beard oil that I liked. And it was like really hard. And I was just like, this is so full of shit. Like, and you're putting it on your face and like wherever else you're putting it, you know? So that was something else that I'm passionate about, is like clean or like way less toxic load products. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them have these like really strong scents and like these over perfumey kind of like scents. Yeah. I don't know what that, like, I guess some manufacturers just feel like, oh, I guess if you're a guy, you're working in the trenches and you're dirty and smelly, and let's just cover it up with a bunch of synthetic chemicals. Like, that's, guys, if you're listening, we don't like that. We want you to smell clean and fresh. And if there's like clean and fresh with no scent, that's still okay too. Like, yeah, because these over perfumey, over cologne-y, over like over scented products are really, really harsh. And it gets all over everything. It gets on your clothes, gets on your, like, you know, so it's really hard to see like 2-3 guys in one night because you smell like the other. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Totally joking. Anyone who's listening, joking. But I love, that's one of the things that I wanted to mention too, because the first thing that, so this is what you sent me Bush Beard. It's called Wet Bush Shampoo. And this is the 150 ml bottle. One of the first things I noticed when I opened it was the scent. And I'm super big on scents because a lot of them give me, I have a reaction, get a headache or whatever from it. This was so light and fresh. And it was like a fresh, like lemongrass, pepperminty, rosemary-ish kind of, oh, I'm like, it's so good. So, everyone's sitting around the campfire, there's me with my bottle, you know, and it was so fresh and invigorating. And so admittedly, I ran out of shower gel.
Yeah.
One day, and I remember messaging you this and telling you this, and you're like, what? I ran out of shower gel, and in a pinch I used this Bush Wash as a shower gel. Fucking invigorating. It was so, like, because of the peppermint and all the ingredients that you have in there, the natural ingredient, it was fresh and tingly on my body. So I think you definitely need to like market a body wash for sure. Yeah, because what's that?
I'll have to come up with a crafty name for a body wash. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But I loved it. I'm a fan. 100% think everybody should try it and get it. And yeah, that's one of the major things too, is like not having a lot of garbage and crap in here. Like, it's sulfate free, not tested on animals, vegan, which I love because I'm a vegan. So I hate when there's like a lot of like meat products in my shampoos. I'm just kidding. but I love that it's not tested on animals, at locally crafted, and you know, it's just so amazing that you've done this on basically pretty much on your own, and you've created something that has such a great following, such a great look. Yeah, I'm just really proud of you. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what was your husband's take on this when you started doing this? Because I'm sure he was the guinea pig for all your testers.
He honestly has always been supportive of any crazy idea I have. He's like, yeah, do it. Go ahead and do it. But he never wants to be in photos or anything like that. But he will always be supportive in weird choices that I make. Like, I don't know. He was just totally down with it. He's like, yeah, okay, do it. So I'm appreciative for that. But he is my guinea pig tester. And yeah.
And what's sort of the market, like where you're at? Because you're in Ottawa.
Yeah. Right?
And you have a storefront?
So I don't have a storefront. I do have a store. Well, it's not my store, but it's I don't know what you would call it. Like I rent a space and I have my full stock in that store.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I have a few places that have some stuff on consignment and some that have wholesale. But unfortunately, because of price points, I can only wholesale the products I make myself. Yeah. But yeah, I've been fortunate enough to be in some for a while and have really great working relationships. And then this last year, I slowed down with weddings. So I had the opportunity to do more in-person shows, which is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, because you talk to people on Instagram or whatever. And then when you actually get to meet them in real life, it's really cool and rewarding. Or you see people are like, oh my God, I've been trying to find you. And yeah, so I did more shows. I'm in the store. And then, yeah, just a few little things here and there. But it's growing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you make it to the Motorcycle Super Show? You didn't come this year, right?
No, I didn't come this year, but I did message them. And
oh, you did? Okay, good.
But I really, really, really want to be a vendor next year. I think it would be so great. And
yeah, I sent you the stuff, right? I sent you the, okay.
But I emailed them. I didn't message them on Instagram. So I don't know if I should.
Yeah. Yeah, just send them a message. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be a phenomenal, like for you to have a table there. And yeah. Maybe we'll even try to like get you by some of the guys. Yeah, that would be super, super dope for you to see you there.
And I met, I'm already familiar with some of the people that I was at a bike rally earlier this year or mm-hmm. last year or 2022. So it's cool to see some familiar faces. And I know that Dan's doing the Clutch show this weekend, but I have a wedding because wedding season started for me.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I couldn't do. Yeah, I don't know. He has a great lineup. I don't know. And he's just such a nice person.
He is so nice. I have never seen him where he is not smiling. He is such a lovely spirit. He's so kind, so sweet, so nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So shout out to Dan, Photomoto, Clutch Society. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Danger Dan.
Yeah. Love it. Such a nice guy. And so, but beyond the shampoo, tell us what else you have in the product line, because so how do you feel, what's the take on guys being like good with a regimented skincare routine? Are they more likely to use just one and done kind of product? Or do you find like, because you have a whole kit that people can get too, right? And so what's the feedback and response with that? And then what are some of the other products that you have? Because the shampoo is great, phenomenal.
So I have beard oil and beard butter, and I have three different scents. And I also have, why am I going blank all of a sudden? I just got nervous.
What's the difference between because I kind of just switched up a little bit. It was probably went from the show to the product. What's the difference between the beard oil and the beard butter?
So the beard butter is really great for guys. I'm turning this thing off. Really great for, well, anybody really, but if guys, some guys have like really coarse beard hair, like I want to say almost like an ad. If they have really dry skin, the beard butter be like a hair mask, like way more moisturizing than the hair. And it'll have, because of the beeswax in it, it'll have like a little bit more structure. So if guys have like a bit of kink in their beard and need like a little bit more tame it down, the beard butter will definitely help with that. And it's great this time of year too, because the beeswax acts as like a barrier or protective. Mm-hmm. So guys that work out in the elements, like I think of hydro workers, guys on the pole, construction, roofing, like it just really helps protect it. Because when, like, if you think if our hair was out in that weather all the time and with not protected, it's just going to get a little gnarly after a bit. So the beard butter and beard oil are great for anybody, but I personally like to use both, like when I style my husband. But the beard oil is just great if somebody wants something that's like one and done. Like, it's like multifunctional. You can use it on so many things. And the way it's designed is really for the skin. So if guys like to put beard oil on at night, or there's some guys that are like 2 times a day, like get it in like your neck.
Okay. Cause I was going to ask you, do you recommend people put on their skin or just solely on their beard?
No, I see some guys do like a little half a pump and they're like, what is, that's not enough. You need to get up in there. So I always say for best results, obviously daily, it's like antifungal, anti-aging. There's just so many benefits to it. And I swear to God, if guys used it daily, I haven't heard it yet, but I would be interested to see if they didn't see a result after 2 weeks and an improvement, if they didn't see an improvement, especially like guys that have like eczema or anything like that. I have a thing called like a beginner's bundle. So it has like the oil, the butter, and the boar hair brush. I find a lot of guys will maybe use like a comb or something like that, which is fine. But the boar hair brush really exfoliates the skin and gets, like, if you get ingrown hairs or irritation, if you have eczema, psoriasis, it will really get all of that off. And your beard hair will grow better because you're stimulating blood flow. And I mean, I'm rambling, but it's just, I start guys with that.
Well, that's a good point to make too, because I didn't think about that. Like, a lot of guys are probably wanting to make it so that their beard does grow if they're growing it. Like, they want that. That should be a result as well that they're looking for, right? So they'll want that exfoliation.
Like, some guys will get like really patchy. Like, some guys will have spots, but it'll really help stimulate it. Like, healthy skin, like, your hair is going to come out of your skin. So if your skin isn't in good condition, it's like watering your soil or something. I'm gonna get deep there for a second. It's like watering your soil. I just feel like the boar hair brush is super good. Yes.
What do you think the allure of a beard is? What do you think it is that just and I'm sure it's different for everybody, but what do you think it is for, and maybe like your husband's point of view, what is it that he loves about having a beard?
I don't know what I feel like he's like super low maintenance, so he loves that. He just is like, doesn't really have to deal with it, and then I deal with it to trim and stuff. So I think that's his goal. But for me, I just find it like uber sexual. I'm gonna jokingly say that it's like titties on a face. Like, I'm just like I just love it. And I think it's because it's something I can't do. It's just like super masculine, super testosterone. I just find it sexual. I don't know. I really love beards. Like, I really do.
Very manly.
Very manly. Yes. Yeah. That's the allure for me. I'm not sure for other people, but I think beards are also like a different type of makeup for guys. They can create, they can make your face look longer. They can create a stronger chin line. They can make you look wider if you want. I don't know. It's like an accessory. I like it.
Yeah. And I don't know if you find this too, but like, you could see a man without a beard and you get the visual of that. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Attractive man. Yeah. And then you see him with a beard and you're like, ooh, I like that. And then there's the time that comes where he shaves off the beard and it's like, it's like a totally different, you're like, what did you do? Not as if you haven't seen him without a beard before, but it's just like, there's something when men shave off their beard, it's emotional.
It is. It's a game changer. I don't know. I would completely agree with you on that. Like, cause it's like you've seen them before without a beard. And then once they get, when it goes away, you're just like, oh, that's different. Yeah. I don't know.
And I feel like we do this. I feel like as women, we do the same thing. We're like, oh, what made you do that?
Yeah.
What made you change your mind? Like, AKA, what the fuck were you thinking?
Shit, yeah. I'll post memes or something that you see about it sometimes, you know, like it's a shocker.
Especially when there's like a lot of time and work that's gone into it. Like, it's like a certain length or a certain like volume, or is volume the right word? Like, bushiness, the certain like
density.
Density is a good one. Yeah, that we'll use that one. But you know, it's like a nice full beard. Like you can tell, like a lot of time and patience and you know, grooming went into that. You know,
yeah.
Just it's crazy. So and then so you have the beard oil, the beard butter, and the beard wash.
Yes.
And then you've got a couple of brushes, which are great. The boar brush you mentioned. You also have this like peach wood comb, which is really great. I love that. You sent me one of those. That's really nice. I use it for my bangs, which are really nice. Yeah. And then you've got a beautiful like carry-all bag.
Yes. Those are made in Toronto. Like I really, really tried to work with other mom and pop shops, like small businesses.
Locally.
It's a bag. It's made of it's called Crazy Horse leather. It's like full hide leather, so it comes with like lifetime warranty and stuff. But I'll also be adding more products this year, but I'm just tinkering. I should have stuff out for May, but I'm creating a product called Bear Bush. So well, for people who shave everything, and I have like a lot of, you know, customers that are firefighters or people that can't have beers and they just have staff. So anyways, it's good for everywhere you shave, but it's going to be called Bear Bush. And then I will be doing the conditioner too.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Nice. I'm going to call it Moist Bush.
I love it. So for my OG listeners and watchers, you'll know that there was a time when I did a mini soft launch of a men's product that I called Happy Balls. It was like, it started as a prank. It's a whole thing. I'll fill you in later, but we should like maybe do like a one time like special like combo thing. That would be so funny. But yeah, but that's awesome. That's awesome. And to keep the product line growing and coming up with new ideas and stuff like that. And it's the men's care space is such an interesting space to be in.
Yeah.
It's totally different from any other arena. It's totally different from fashion, from anything that women are doing, from like, it's just a totally different vibe.
Yes. Yeah.
And it really is like, you see men from all different walks of life. Like usually when you put together like a women's product or, and I do want to say that women can use this stuff too. Like that beard butter is good for like flyaways to tame your hair. So like, and we can use the oil and stuff too. So it is versatile in a unisex kind of way. Even though it's targeted to men, but I find when you do products for women and stuff, it's targeted to a certain specific niche, whereas men's products are a little bit more liberal and broad. And you may find that a certain group of people are more drawn to it, but it's really open to all men, like all walks of life, which is kind of nice. Like, especially when you were talking about before about that engagement.
Yeah.
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 So I'm sure you've met like, you know, a ton of different people from all, you know, all over. And then you also have, you've got merch too.
Yes. Yep. Lots of merchandise. And then there's one, or two shirts particularly that like a portion of sales go to Wounded Warriors Canada. But everything else, I don't know. It's just cool stuff. It's just great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a super rad line. And I mean, like, again, like, you're super awesome. Like, it's just so, so cool to see you doing your thing. And just like, one of the things that I notice about you is just you're so just like super rad and humble and down to earth and like not trying to like you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, you're like a bestie, like that you like I want to be your neighbor, like I just want, like you know, that comes across like just, that's just who you are. And like, so it shines through in like what you do, because you're just so kind and genuine, which is really hard to find. And I'm cutting you off because our audio is not matching, sorry, so I'm not hearing what you're saying, but you don't always find that a lot in business, and so it's just so nice and refreshing to see.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then do you want to talk a little bit about your charity work that you do?
Yeah, sure. So there's one, Open Doors for Lanark Children and Youth, is something that I do always at the holidays. I do it with my salon as well, and I've done it for the last lot of years. But it is for children and youth of the Lanark area. It's a not-for-profit organization. They provide counseling, crisis work, groups, settings, like they just provide so many things for kids. And I'm not going to get emotional about it, but I just have a very special place, for that, like in my heart, for that company. And they helped me like 25 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. That's something I do every year with my customers, my clients, which I absolutely love. Mental health is like extremely important to me, but I'm a big believer in preventative care, or just getting it in the early stages. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I do. And then the other one is Wounded Warriors. They work with Canadian Armed Forces, vets, their families, the canine unit. I love how it's like all encompassing, like, you know, and first responders, sorry, so like fire, mm-hmm. police, but I like how it's all encompassing and it works with, it can work with the individual, but it can also work with the family. Cause I think it's really important to realize that sometimes when one person in the unit, in your family unit is affected, it affects everybody. Mm-hmm. Like that they, yeah, have so many different avenues of help. And then I have like some really attractive, good looking friends who have been modeling.
Oh, stop. You don't have to say that.
So I work with those two charities. And yeah, a few different little ones here and there for mm-hmm. cancer and stuff. But I feel very fortunate and blessed to use my platform, even if it's very small, to try to create awareness or encouragement that we can all do better or help in some way. So yeah.
I love that. I think what you're doing is great. I can't can't say it enough. It's an honor and a pleasure to know you, and it's great to be working with you. And thank you for sponsoring some of our episodes as well and sending some products. And we did a nice little giveaway that I know that winner was very, very pleased and happy with all the stuff, and so that's cool. And so that's been a great experience too. And yeah, this is it's amazing. I'm super excited to see where you go from here. And all the new things that you're bringing out in May. And you don't, do you have a hand cream at all with the men's line?
I don't have cream. I should. There has been stuff.
Yeah, or like a cuticle
with
thing.
Myself.
Yeah.
I honestly use oil, like as a cuticle.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And then the bare bush too, you could use as that. But I don't know. I try to make everything like multifunctional. Instead of having, yeah. you know, like, or tons of products, too, like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah. I feel like if Bush was like in the vehicle world, it would be like the workhorse instead of like the sports car, like
yeah.
the multifunctional, get it done.
That makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, shout everything out. Tell people where they can find you, where they can get your stuff, all your links, everything, you know, kit and caboodle.
Okay. So the website is www.bushbeard.ca. You can find us on there. I do shipping all across Canada and the States. You can find me on Instagram at bushbeard.ca and on Facebook at bushbeard. Those are our only social media handles. And then, yeah, the full stock is in Carleton Place at a place called the Crafters Collective. But you can check me out on Instagram for... Well, I'm always tagging or posting where you can pick it up. But yeah.
Awesome. That's so amazing. Well, Candace, thank you so much. How did you feel about your first ever podcast?
Feel okay. I felt a bit strokish in the beginning. Like I think if I I think if I look back, I might have been like, oh, I momentarily blacked out and don't even know what I said. But other than that, it was really good. And I really appreciate the opportunity and you just being so kind and fun. Like I knew no matter what, it was going to be fun. It was just getting over the like aggressive stage fright, you know?
No, that's totally normal. And then next one you do, you're gonna be like a pro. It's you're gonna be so comfortable. You'll be like, yeah, you're gonna get on there and you're gonna be like, excuse me, can you turn up your volume a little bit and just fix your leg? And you yeah, it's gonna be fine. This is gonna be fine. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and chatting with me and just being a part of my world and my community at Wake Up with Jenny and Friends, and for everything you do. Make sure you check out the products, bushbeard.ca. Yep, bushbeard.ca, and pick up some items and try them. And we love the feedback on the show, so make sure to like, subscribe, follow, tag, comment, all that good stuff. And we will see you when we see ya. Bye, everybody. Bye.